devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudhirae Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Ruttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Namo Pankaja Nabhaya Namo Pankaja Maline Namo Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankajangre. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 16, entitled The Lord's Opulence, Text Number 41. Please respond.
Etaste kirtita sarva Sankshepena vibhutayah Manovikara evaite Yata vacha vidiyate Etaste kirtita sarva Sankshepena vibhutayah Manovikara evaite Yata vacha vidiyate Etaste kirtita sarva Sankshepena vibhutayah Manovikara evaite Yata vacha vidiyate
Matajis. Kirtitaha, described. Sarvaha, all. Sankshepena, briefly. Vibhutayaha, spiritual opulences. Manah of the mind. Vikarah transformations. Eva indeed. Ete these. Yata accordingly. Vacha by words. Abhidiyate each is described. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. I have briefly described to you all my spiritual opulences and also the extraordinary material features of my creation, which are perceived by the mind and defined in different ways according to circumstances. Purport. According to Sanskrit grammar and as confirmed by Srila Sridhar Swami, the words Eta and Ete describe two distinct sets of the Lord's opulences. The Lord has described His opulent plenary expansion such as Vasudeva, Narayana, the Super Soul, etc. And further, the Lord has described the outstanding features of the material creation, which are also included among the glories of the personality of Godhead. The plenary manifestations of the Lord, such as Vasudeva, Narayana, etc., are all eternal, unchanging, transcendental features of the Lord and are indicated by the term Etah. The extraordinary aspects of material creation, however, are circumstantial and dependent on individual perception, and they are therefore described here by the words Manovikara evaite yata vacha vidiyate. Srila Jiva Goswami explains that by consistent logical application of synonyms, Eta refers to the Lord's eternal spiritual manifestations beyond the perception of the material senses, whereas Ete refers to these opulences that can be perceived by conditioned souls. He gives the example that the paraphernalia and intimate associates of a king are all considered to be part and parcel of the king and are therefore granted royal status. Similarly, the opulent features of material creation are reflected expansions of the Lord's personal opulences and thus may be considered non-different from Him. One should not, however, wrongly assume that such insignificant material opulences occupy the same status as the Lord's plenary features as the personality of Godhead, which are qualitatively and quantitatively equal to the Lord. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur comments as follows on this verse. The Lord's external opulences are called manovikara or related to material transformation because ordinary people perceive extraordinary features of the material world according to their personal state of mind. Thus the word vachabhidhiyate indicates that conditioned souls describe the Lord's material creation according to specific material circumstances. Because of the circumstantial relative definitions of material opulence, such opulence is never to be considered a direct plenary manifestation of the Lord's personal form. When one's state of mind is transformed into a favorable or affectionate state, one defines a manifestation of the Lord's energy as my son, my father, my husband, my uncle, the son of my brother, my friend, and so on. One forgets that every living entity is actually part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that whatever opulences, talents, or outstanding features one may exhibit are actually the potencies of the Lord. Similarly, when the mind is transformed into a negative or inimical state, one thinks this person will be the ruin of me, this person must be finished by me, he is my enemy, or I am his enemy, he is a killer, or he should be killed. The negative state of mind is also expressed when one is attracted to the extraordinary material aspects of particular persons or objects, but forgets that they are manifestations of the potency of the personality of Godhead. Even the demigod Indra, who is quite obviously a manifestation of the Lord's material opulences, is misunderstood by others. For example, Indra's wife, Sachi, thinks that Indra is my husband, whereas Aditi thinks that he is my son. Jayanta thinks that he is my father. Brihaspati thinks that he is my disciple, whereas the demons feel that Indra is their personal enemy. Thus, different personalities define him according to their mental state. The Lord's material opulences, being relatively perceived, are therefore called manovikara, which means they are dependent on mental states. This relative perception is material because it does not recognize the Supreme Personality of Godhead as the actual source of the particular opulence. If one sees Lord Krishna as the source of all opulences and gives up all desires to enjoy or possess the Lord's opulences, then one can see the spiritual nature of these opulences. At that time, even though one may continue to perceive the variety and distinctions of the material world, One will become perfect in Krishna consciousness. One should not conclude, as do the Voidist philosophers, that the Lord's spiritual manifestations in the Vishnu Tattva and liberated Jiva categories are also products of relative perception and mental states. This useless idea is contrary to the entire body of the Supreme Personality of God's teachings to Sri Uddhava. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the word Vacha also indicates the various Vedic literatures that describe the particular processes by which the Lord manifests His spiritual and material opulences. And in this context, Yata indicates the specific procedures of manifestation and creation.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yatkripatamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanyam Ishwaram Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare
Therefore, control your... 41, right? I have briefly described to you all my spiritual opulences and also the extraordinary material features of my creation, which are perceived by the mind and defined in different ways according to circumstances. So here, Lord Krishna is explaining to Uddhava, he is answering Uddhava's questions. And here in this verse, this beautiful line, Manu Vikara Ne. Yeah, Eta Vachabi Diyate. We described according to our own circumstances. And the essence of this chapter is this theme, where Lord Krishna is telling Uddhava that how the pure devotees of Krishna, they have a very special feature. They regulate their speech, their mind, their body, etc. Everything is arranged in such a way that they can glorify Krishna. And what we can do today is, for some time in our Bhagavatam class, we can take another example which is echoing the same principle of glorifying the Lord. Glorification is something which we generally rush through when we read Bhagavatam, because we find prayers not very exciting as much as the pastime. But prayers reveal the character of the devotees. And within prayers, glorification is one very beautiful aspect. Generally, when we come in front of the Lord, even if at all we pray, what do? We generally ask. Ask is one of the four elements of prayer. So we need to ask definitely. If we don't go to Krishna, whom will we go? At the same time, we also need to praise the Lord. And we need to thank Krishna and we need to beg forgiveness for our mistakes. And when we do these three, automatically asking becomes secondary. It doesn't appear to be as exciting because the connection we feel with Krishna is tangible. So Lord Krishna is telling Uddhava that a pure devotee's whole life is regulated in such a way that he is always glorifying Krishna. So we will see one example from the fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is Prithu Maharaj, and his prayers are an embodiment of sweetness, nothing but pure sweetness. Actually, you know, different prayers, some prayers are very intense, some prayers are full of begging forgiveness, some prayers, you know, we see devotees thanking Krishna. But Prithu Maharaj's prayers, if one word it can be described, these prayers are sweet. And you will see soon how Prithu Maharaj's consciousness gets revealed to the whole world through his prayers. And Prithu Maharaj is our acharya, is our best example for how to approach the deities, right? Like we have best examples for different aspects of devotional service. Like for hearing, Shravanam, the best example is given of Parikshit Maharaj. For glorifying Krishna, Kirtanam, Shukdev Goswami. For Vandanam, for offering prayers, we have Akrura. For Dasyam, servant of Krishna, Hanuman. For Sakyam, Arjuna. For Pada Sevanam, worshipping the lotus feet, Lakshmiji. Like that, we have the best example for Archanam, worshipping the Lord's deity form, is Prithu Maharaj. So how we should pray when we come in front of deities, we get a glimpse of the best example, that is Prithu Maharaj. So when we read, when we carefully hear his prayers, we will also get inspiration to pray to Krishna's deity form in the same way. We may not pray like him, but you know, we will be inspired. So therefore it's important that we hear his prayers. So the first prayer is very interesting. First two prayers, he talks about what he doesn't want from Krishna and what he wants. Because Lord is telling him, Lord Vishnu is telling him, Prithu, ask for any benediction. I will give you all the opulences of the material world. I will give you a greatest kingdom. I will give you wealth. I will give you everything. And look at Prithu Maharaj's response. Like, you know, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Lord Chaitanya wants to offer anything to Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur tells the Lord, Lord, relax, I don't want all of this. Relax, don't get agitated so much. So similarly, you'll see Prithu Maharaj, he lands up instructing the Lord out of love and sweetness that, Arey, merko ye sab nahi chahiye. I don't want all of this. Varan vibhotvad varadeshwarad buddha katham vrinite gunavikriyatmanam yena rakanam apisanti dehinam tani shakevalya pate vrine nacha. Vrine nacha. I ask you not to give me this. He is calling the Lord as Varadeshwara, the best Ishwara of one who gives benedictions. You are the best amongst those who give benedictions. But Buddha, but those who are intelligent, katham vrinite, why will they approach you for material benedictions? Gunavikri atmanam, these are all desired by those who are entrapped by the three modes. And my dear Lord, these benedictions, enara kanam apisanti dehinam, this is available to those in hellish consciousness. Tani shakevalya pate vrinena cha, my dear Lord, I don't want this. He is appealing, he is glorifying the Lord as kevalya pati, and he says, I don't want these material benedictions. You may say, fine, you are very clear about what you don't want, but then what do you want? Then look at his prayer. Look at what he is asking, and just imagine, just ask yourself, do you know anyone who is going to ask this benediction from Krishna? See his blessing that he asks. Nakamayena tatadapaham kachin nayatrayusmacharanambujasava mahattamanta hrudayan mukachyuto vidatsvakarna yutameshamevara. He says, after saying what I don't want, he thinks the Lord may tell him that, okay, you may not want now. Maybe you will want later. It happens like that sometimes. Like when you are full, you had a nice feast, you may say, "Bas kuch nahi chahiye, satisfied ho gaya." But after 6 hours, when you are hungry, you may again want it. So Prithu Maharaj may be right now feeling very happy because he is getting darshan of Lord Vishnu, he is very happy, fully satisfied. So he is anticipating that the Lord may say that you can take it later. So he is clarifying to the Lord, "Not only I don't want any of these material benedictions, na kamayenata tadap aham kwachin. Future also I don't want. Don't think that. Please don't give me these material benedictions tomorrow or day after or next year. Never give me this." Sometimes, you know, you may say, "I don't want now. I don't want future also. But I may want when I go to that village somewhere, when I have nothing. In some other circumstance, I may need." So he is so intelligent, Prithu Maharaj is saying, "Na yatra yusma charanambujasava. I don't want these benedictions in any other place, any other time, any other circumstance. I only want to love you." So what does he want? Look at the thing he's asking. Charanam bhuja savah. Savah means beverage, like an intoxicant or a, you know, a perverted example is liquor. So he's saying, "I want the beverage, the nectar of your lotus feet. And I want to drink that." Now you may say, "Acha, somebody wants a beverage, somebody wants an intoxicating nectar, which is the Lord's lotus feet. Where is that nectar available? What is that closet or cupboard where this is kept?" Right? From there you can go and take that beverage. So now he's telling the Lord, "Where is that beverage kept?" Mahatamantar hridayan mukachyuto. The great devotees of Krishna, mahattamantar hridayan, their heart is the place where this nectar is preserved. And mukachyuto, when they glorify you, my dear Lord, it comes out of their mouth. So, I want the beverage, the drink of your lotus feet, the darshan of your lotus feet. And that nectar is available where? In the heart of your pure devotees. And when they speak about you, it comes out of their mouth. So what do I need? If somebody is pouring you a drink, you need what? You need a cup to take that. So what is the cup that he is asking for? Vidatsva. He says, "Give me, my dear Lord, that cup." What is that cup? Vidatsva karna yutamesha me vara. My vara, my vardhan, my benediction that I ask you is, give me not 1 year, 2 years. Vidatsva karana yutam. Yutam means 10 lakhs. 1 million years. So he is asking, he's got an audience with the Lord. And Lord is saying, "What do you want?" "I want 1 million years." What a benediction. Imagine somebody with 1 million years on his body. What a prayer, isn't it? He is asking for 1 million years because the pure devotees everywhere in all the universes are glorifying Krishna. And that nectar of Krishna's lotus feet is coming out of their mouth. I want to catch it. I want to drink that nectar with the cup of my ears. And these 2 years are not sufficient. See how God has arranged. He has given us one mouth and 2 ears. Very significant. With mouth we can do 2 activities. We can talk also and we can eat also. But only one mouth for 2 activities. And ears, he has given us 2. But only 1 activity we can do with both. That is here. Right? And that also, of all the senses, this is the only one that is active even when we are sleeping. That's why alarm we put and then morning we get up. So ear is such a powerful sense. And he has understood it. So he is saying, "Give me 1 million ears. What a beautiful prayer, isn't it? We may not imitate it, but it is so inspiring that somebody is so desperate to hear about Krishna. See, these 2 prayers are very important because they reveal a devotee's mood. What I don't want and what I want. Actually, both are important. Sometimes, you know, we are so focused only on what I want, we forget that there is danger of distractions and temptations. And sometimes we are so focused on what we don't want that we forget what we want. Therefore, both are needed. No to Maya and yes to Krishna. If you say, "I'll only focus on yes to Krishna," then we may become complacent and we may forget the real dangers. And sometimes we may say, we may become obsessively fearful of Maya. Not healthy fear of Maya, but obsessively fearful. No, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this, I don't want this. So, like, you know, if you are driving your car in the ghat section in India, hilly section, you will see a lot of signs there. Dangerous curve ahead, or school nearby, speed breakers. So there are a lot of warning signs everywhere, accident prone site. So when somebody is driving, he has two choices. One is become reckless. I am going to my destination. I don't care about these road signs. So then likely will meet with an accident. Right? So he can't be reckless. He has to look at those signs. On the other, some people go to the other extreme. Oh, there is a dangerous sign. Oh. And he gets so fearful, he stops there. He will never reach his destination. So both are extremes. One has to see the sign. Oh, there is a dangerous curve. And continue driving. So basically, be alert, but don't be obsessed with it. That is the point. You know? Otherwise, if we keep saying no to Maya, eventually we'll go to Maya only. Because that no to Maya, and two goes away and Maya comes in front. Because the subconscious mind takes in what there is a saying, what we resist, it persists. So we can't keep saying no to this, and then we take it. There is a very famous song when I was in school. We had heard Lata Mangeshkar's Bollywood song. The English translation of that song is, you know, this lady is telling her lover, I kept saying no, and I fell in love with you. I wanted to say no, but I said yes. You know, it is something. So she says, Nana karte pyar tumhi se kar baithe. Karna ta inkar, ikrar tumhi se kar baithe. See, I can see people are knowing it. They don't know shlokas, but they know this. So she wanted to say no, inkar, but she landed up ikrar. So we keep saying no to Maya, no, all the time. Obsessive fear of Maya leads us to Maya. Because, see, there is, we need a purpose. We need a strong yes. If there is a strong yes burning inside, then it's easy to say no. But at the same time, as we are going towards Krishna, we also need to be aware of those dangerous curves. Not that we get obsessed with it, we look at it, we continue. Now, like in India, cricket is a very popular sport. So a devotee can learn from a batsman. You know, there are two batsmen batting. Both are looking at the fielders positioned in the ground. And both are batting, but one fellow keeps hitting the ball to the fielders. And the other is hitting the ball in the gaps and is running and is scoring runs. Why this is happening? Because psychologically, the first batsman is looking at all the fielders positioned in the ground. And he thinks, oh, they are all there. I should not hit the ball there. So he is thinking, no, here, I should not put the ball there, no. So he lands up hitting the ball right there. The other batsman also sees the fielders, but he sees the opportunity, he sees the gaps. Oh, I have to hit the ball here. So one fellow has taken it positively, the other fellow is affected by the negativity. So we should be like the second batsman. As a devotee, we know there is Maya here, we know there is a danger here, we know these are distractions. But we need to see the gaps, we need to see the opportunities in Krishna consciousness and move forward happily. And therefore, this is a very interesting prayer, what Prithu Maharaj is saying. What is he asking for? 1 million years. What a prayer. Now, you may think, okay, first he has said what I don't want. Then he said what I want. You may ask, but why does he want 1 million years? What is so special about years? So next verse, he reveals why he wants these ears to hear about Krishna. Sautama shloka mahan mukachyato bhavat padamboja sudha kananila smritim punarvismrita tatva vartmanam kuyoginam no vitaratalam vare. He says, alam vare, what is the use of any other benediction, my dear Lord? Because when your pure devotees are glorifying you, mukachyuto, bhavat padamboja sudha kananila. Kananila means, you know, sometimes if you go to the beach here and there is a wind that blows, that wind takes away dust particles and those particles, they come and hit you. So he's saying that the Krishna Katha, the glorification which your pure devotees are doing, that is like the wind which carries the dust particles from your lotus feet. And that will come and directly hit me. So when those dust particles of your lotus feet come and hit me, touch me, what will happen? Smritim punarvismritatattva vartmanam. My vismriti will go away and my remembrance, smriti, my forgetfulness will go away and my remembrance will become intense. Kuyogi namno vitaratalam vare. I am a kuyogi. I am a useless person. So, I need the dust of your lotus feet. So, you see, he has given two analogies to explain about the Lord, what he wants. First analogy is of, anybody remembers? Just before this verse, he gave the analogy of ears he wants. So, why he wants the ears, he has given two analogies. First analogy he gave was, he compared Lord's lotus feet with a beverage, nectar. And now he is comparing, what analogy is giving? The dust particles. So like that he is giving two analogies. So now, basically it is very clear now. What he doesn't want? Material opulences. What he wants? Years. 1 million years. And now, he has also said why he wants. Why he wants those 1 million years? So that he can remember Krishna. Now he explains, how he is going to remember Krishna? Now, as you are going to hear this verse, you are going to now realize Prithu Maharaj had some agenda. He was not simply asking for years. He wanted something really intense. And slowly he is building it up. You know, sometimes people talk to you. Many married couples tell me this. That, you know, sometimes the spouse is talking to you. What they say upfront first is not what they really want. Then as they talk and the conversation goes on, and then they realize, "Arey, ye chahiye tha, kya pehle bolna chahiye tha." So sometimes, you know, things are not clear. There's a lot of muddled thoughts. So as we speak, things become clear. Similarly, Prithu Maharaj is out of great excitement. He has said, "I want 1 million years." But now as he is glorifying Krishna, as he is speaking his heart out, his real desire is coming out. Which is very sweet. What is it? He is saying, how he is going to remember Krishna now? Yasha shivam shushravarya sangame yadrichaya chopashrunoti te sakrat katham gunagyo viramed vinapashun shiryat pravavre guna sangrahe chaya. He says, my dear Lord, your glorification, yasha shivam, it's all auspicious. And I want to hear your glorious pastimes, Arya Sangame, in the association of devotees. I don't want to hear alone. I want to be with devotees and hear your... So look at how many things he is asking. He is asking for association of devotees, he is asking for remembrance of Krishna, he is asking for years. And then he is saying, because why he wants association of devotees, you know, what is an interesting answer he gives. Yadrichaya chopashrunoti te sakrit. Because if I am with devotees, they will anyways glorify Krishna, and even if I am totally spaced out, at least once I will hear about you. Te sakrit. At least once, accidentally, at least I will land up hearing about you if I am in association of devotees. But if I am only doing sadhana alone, then my mind may take me away from you. But if I am not doing sadhana but I am in association of devotees, then there is a good chance that I will hear about you because devotees are always glorifying you. Therefore, my dear Lord, I am thinking only an animal. Katam gunagyo viramed vina pashun. Only a pashu will not want association of devotees. If we are not hankering for association of devotees, Prithu Maharaj calls us as animals. And now he reveals his real desire. He says, you know, I want to serve you like Shriyat Pravavre Guna Sangrahe Chaya. Like Mother Lakshmi. Goddess Lakshmi is serving your lotus feet, so I also want to serve you like that. So Lord had asked him what benedictions you want, and look how he is asking. And now he has come to the stage where he is asking to serve the Lord intimately like Goddess Lakshmi. He began by saying, I just want to hear, I want 1 million years. But hearing leads to what? Hearing leads to remembrance. And remembrance of leads to what? A desire to serve. So that's how naturally it progresses. If we hear about Krishna, our remembrance will increase. When our remembrance becomes intense, we'll have an intense desire to serve. So he is now asking for a desire to serve. Now there is interesting. If he is going to serve the Lord like Lakshmiji, something will happen. Some challenge will happen. Some problem will happen in this. Now he is anticipating. Prithu Maharaj is anticipating, my dear Lord, I have asked for a very big benediction. This benediction of mine may create some challenge. What is that challenge? Very beautiful. Ata bhajetva kilapurushottamam gunalayam padma kareva lalasa apavayorekapati spridhokalir nasyat kritatva charane katanayor. This is one of the sweetest prayers. He says, Ata bhaje, look at Mother Lakshmi, how beautifully she is serving you. Ata bhaje tva kila purushottamam. You are the embodiment of all wonderful qualities. And gunalayam, you are the embodiment of all qualities. And padma kareva lalasa, Mother Lakshmi, she has a lotus flower in her hand. She has come to you and she is serving your lotus feet. And I want to serve you exactly like that. But there is a problem. Because she is already serving you. And if I come there, apavayor ekapati, you are one. But what will happen? Apavayor ekapati spridho kalir. Sparda ho jayegi hamare beech mein. There will be a competition between me and Lakshmiji because we both want to serve you. And kalir, there may be a quarrel. My dear Lord, there could be a quarrel. But I promise you, I assure you, nasyat kritatva charane ka tanayor. I will focus only on your lotus feet. I will not quarrel with her. I will serve you sincerely, my dear Lord. Why is saying it? Because just few minutes before this, there was a big issue that had happened. What was that? Prithu Maharaj was doing Ashwamedha Yajna. And he had to do 100 yajnas. If he does 100 yajnas, he will get highest position. So after he did 90, somebody got panicky. Who? Indra. Then he became 91, 92. Then he came to 99. See, just like in cricket, 100 is important. So even in heavenly planets, when they do yajna, century is very important. So 99 he got stuck. So after 99 and then 100th yajna he was doing, Indra became very insecure. Oh, if he does 100 yajnas, then he will become me, he will get my position. So what Indra did, he came and he stole that horse from the sacrificial fire. So Prithu Maharaj's son, he chased Indra. And then finally Indra has disguised himself as a sannyasi, saffron robe, sadhu. So Prithu Maharaj's son felt, how can I attack a sadhu? Prabhupada writes there, this was the origin of all bogus sadhus, those who wear saffron and cheat people. So he left him. And Prithu Maharaj's spiritual master told his son, "Are, attack him, he is cheating, he is bogus." So like that, whenever Prithu Maharaj would do 100th yajna, Indra would come and steal the horse. So finally Prithu Maharaj got very angry, was about to destroy Indra and a big war was about to start. And then Brahma and all the devatas came and Brahma said, "Please, please, please don't fight with him, don't quarrel with him because he will get more nasty." And then finally Lord Vishnu came and said, "See, what benefits you will get from 100, that I will give you 99 only. Ho gaya na? Issue solved. So why that 100? Don't forget about that 100. So Prithu Maharaj said, "Okay." And then Indra also came and he also said, sorry, I got carried away. So the whole issue was amicably settled. But Prithu Maharaj knows that Lord will know, no? Just few minutes back this incident happened, that I had a quarrel with Indra. So Lord may think, now I am asking for service like Lakshmiji. So I may again quarrel with her like I quarreled with Indra. So he is assuring, no, I will not quarrel like that. Nasyat kritatva charane ka tanayor. No, I don't want to quarrel. I'll sincerely serve you, my dear Lord. I'll serve your lotus feet. So now when he's saying that, somebody may think, or Lord Vishnu may think, oh, is he trying to be a competitor to Mother Lakshmi? Can somebody be a competitor to Lakshmiji? So Prithu Maharaj wants to clarify, see, I'm not envious of Goddess Lakshmi. And immediately glorifies Goddess Lakshmi. Jagat Jananyam Jagadisha Vaishasam ಸ್ಯಾದೇವಯತ್ ಕರ್ಮನಿನಾ ಸಮೀಹಿತಂ ಕರೋಷಿ ಫಲ್ಗ್ವ ಕುರುದೀನ ವತ್ಸಲ ಸ್ವಯೇವ ದಿಷ್ಣೇ ಭಿರತಸ್ಯ ಕಿಂತಯಾ. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಮದರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಇಸ್ ಜಗತ್ ಜನನ್ಯಾಂ, ಶೀ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಮದರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್, ಬಟ್ ಜಗದೀಶ ಓ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ವೈಶಸಾಂ, ಶಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ. ವೈ ಶಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಮ್ ದೇರ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ಯುವರ್ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್. ಸೊ ಅಂಡ್ ಶಿ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎಟ್ ಫಾಲ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ವಿತ್ ಮೀ. ಸ್ಯಾದೇವ ಯತ್ ಕರ್ಮನಿನಾ ಸಮೀಹಿತಂ, ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ಯು ವಿಚ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಅರ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ದೇರ್. ಸೊ ನೌ ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್, ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಕಾನ್ಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಟ್, ಪೊಟೆನ್ಶಿಯಲ್ ಕಾನ್ಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಟ್. ಸೊ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಸಾಲ್ವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್? ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಾಲ್ವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್. ಇ ಪುಟ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಸೊ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಸಾಲ್ವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್. ಹೌ ವಿಲ್ ಯು ಸಾಲ್ವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್? ಸೊ ಈ ಸ್ಟೆಲ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಅ ಸೊಲ್ಯೂಷನ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಇ ಸೇಸ್, ಸಿ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಮ್ಲಿ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಐ ಆಮ್, ಮೈ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್? ವಾಟ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಫರ್ ಯು? ಮೈ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಅಟರ್ಲಿ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್. ಕರೋಷಿ ಫಲ್ಗು ಉರುದೀನ ವತ್ಸಲ, ಮೈ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಲ್ಗು, ಹಾರ್ಡ್ಲಿ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್. ಬಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ದೀನ ವತ್ಸಲ, ಯು ಆರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್ ಟು ದೋಸ್ ಹು ಆರ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಮೈ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ರಿಗಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಜಿ, ಸ್ವಯೇವ ದಿಷ್ಣೇ ಭಿರತಸ್ಯ ಕಿಂತಯಾ. ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ನೀಡ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮೀಜಿ ಫಾರ್ ಯು? ಯು ಆರ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ಲಿ ಫುಲ್ಲಿ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಸ್ಯಾಟಿಸ್ಫೈಡ್. ಸೊ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೀಡ್ ಹರ್, ಯು ನೀಡ್ ಮೀ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್. ಸೊ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಗಿವ್ ಮೀ ದ ಚಾನ್ಸ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ಯು. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ವೆರಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸಿ ವಾಟ್ ಅನ್ ಅಮೇಝಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು, ನಾಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ರೆಸಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸೈರ್, ಬಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಗ್ಲೋರಿಫೈಯಿಂಗ್ ಮದರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಆಸ್ ಅ ಮದರ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಯೂನಿವರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಹರ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಗ್ರೇಟೆಸ್ಟ್. ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿ ಇನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕಾನ್ಷಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್. ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸೇ ಇಫ್ ಯು ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಅಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಸ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್, ವಿ ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ. ನಾವು ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ ಇಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್. ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟೂ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಅನ್ ಆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಡೆವೋಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಐ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ಡೂ ದಿಸ್, ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಮೀ. ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಡಿಪೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಈಸ್ ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ನಾವ್ ವಿತ್ ಡೆವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಫುಲ್ ಕನ್ವಿಕ್ಷನ್ ದಟ್ ದಿ ಅದರ್ ಡೆವೋಟಿ ಈಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೀ. ಜನರಲಿ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟಿ ಟು ಅಪ್ರಿಷಿಯೇಟ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಥಿಂಕ್, ಯು ನೋ, ಒನ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಸೈನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಎನ್ವಿ, ಜೀವ ಗೋಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಇಸ್ ಅವಜ್ಞ. ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್. ಅವಜ್ಞ ಲೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ಈ ಸೇಸ್ ಉಪೇಕ್ಷಾ, ಉಪೇಕ್ಷಾ ಲೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ್ವೇಷ, ಅಂಡ್ ದ್ವೇಷ ಲೀಡ್ಸ್ ಟು ನಿಂದ. ಸೊ ಅವಜ್ಞ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್, ಉಪೇಕ್ಷಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಕಾಂಟ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹಿಮ್, ದ್ವೇಷ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಹೇಟ್ ಹಿಮ್, ಅಂಡ್ ನಿಂದ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರಾಯ್. ಬಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಟು ಹಿಮ್, ಉಪೇಕ್ಷಾ. ಸಾರಿ, ಅವಜ್ಞ. ಗ್ಯ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟು ನೋ, ಅವಜ್ಞ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್, ಅವತಾರ್. ಸೊ ಅವಜ್ಞ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಬೆಟರ್. ಸೊ ಹ್ಯುಮಿಲಿಟಿ ವೆನ್ ಇಟ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಲೇಷನ್ಶಿಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಡೆವೋಟ್ ಇಸ್, ಇಟ್ ಬೇಸಿಕಲಿ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಆರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡೆವೋಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೆಟರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ ಮೀ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಮೂಡ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ಅಪ್ರಿಷಿಯೇಟ್. ಅದರ್ವೈಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಐ ಥಿಂಕ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಬೆಟರ್, ದೆನ್ ಎವೆನ್ಚುಲಿ ವಿಲ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಅಪ್ ಕ್ರಿಟಿಸೈಸಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಫನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅದರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಆರ್ಸೆಲ್ಸ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್. ಸೊ ಲೈಕ್ ದಿಸ್ ಹಿ ಮೇಕ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ದಟ್ ಮದರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಈಸ್ ಸುಪೀರಿಯರ್ ಟು ಮೀ, ಶಿ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡೆವೋಟಿ, ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಲೌ ಮೀ ಟು ಸರ್ವ್ ಯು. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಹಿ ರಿವೀಲ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಈಸ್ ಡೆಸ್ಪರೇಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್. ಸೊ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇ ಡಸನ್ ವಾಂಟ್, ರೈಟ್? ಇ ಡಸನ್ ವಾಂಟ್ ವಾಟ್? ಮಟೀರಿಯಲ್ ಬೆನಿಡಿಕ್ಷನ್. ವಾಟ್ ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್? 1 million years. ವೈ ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ದೋಸ್ 1 million years? ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಇನ್ ರಿಮೆಂಬರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಡಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ ಟು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ? ಆಲ್ವೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆವೋಟೀಸ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆವೋಟೀಸ್ ಹಿ ವಾಂಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ಎವೆಂಚುಲಿ ಸರ್ವ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಮದರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ. ಬಟ್ ಇಫ್ ಯು ಸರ್ವ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಮದರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ, ದರ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಅ ಬಿಗ್ ಚಾಲೆಂಜ್. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್ ಚಾಲೆಂಜ್? ದರ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಅ ಕಾನ್ಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಯು ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಲೌ ದಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಫ್ಲಿಕ್ಟ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಫೋಕಸ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. ಬಟ್ ಸಂಬಡಿ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಆಂಗ್ರಿ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಮ್. ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದಟ್? ಮದರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ. ಅಂಡ್ ಹೂ ಶುಡ್ ಸಾಲ್ವ್ ದಟ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಮ್? ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಸಾಲ್ವ್. ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಲಾಜಿಕ್ ಈ ಗಿವ್ಸ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್? ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಮರ್ಸಿಫುಲ್, ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್, ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಅಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ಮೈ ಇನ್ಸಿಗ್ನಿಫಿಕೆಂಟ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್, ಅಂಡ್ ಯು ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೀಡ್ ಮದರ್ ಲಕ್ಷ್ಮಿ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್. And then he thinks, my Lord may think, what kind of prayer is this? So now he is giving justification why he asked like that.
Bhajanta tattva mataeva sadavo vyudashtamaya guna vibramodayam bhavat padano smaranadrute satam nimittam anyad bhagavanna vidmai.
He says, my dear Lord, this is not my prayer. This is the way all sadhus, all devotees in the past have prayed. They all want to serve you. Because this is the only way, vidashta maya gunavibramodayam. This is the only way we can become free from the clutches of maya.
Bhavat padanu smaranadrute satam. Every devotee of yours has only one desire. He only wants to serve you. He only wants to remember your lotus feet.
Nimittam anyat bhagavanna vidmai.
I have no other agenda. He's clarifying. Sometimes, you know, we have many agendas. Even when we glorify someone, when we serve someone. Sometimes one devotee was telling me, I sometimes feel I'm living in an office. Always work, always work, always this agenda, that agenda. But Prithu Maharaj is very clear. What is my agenda? It's not that I don't want Lakshmi to be next to you. It's not that I want something exclusively for myself. I just want to serve you. So this is the way he is offering his beautiful prayers. And then he tells the Lord that, my dear Lord, what will happen if you don't give this benediction to me? Right? He is asking for all this. What will happen?
Manne giramte jagatam vimohinim varam vrinishveti bhajanta matayat vachanutantya yadite janosita katam punah karma karoti mohita.
He says, my dear Lord, according to me, so he is getting so excited now, Prithu Maharaj. He says, according to me, these material benedictions which you are giving me, manye giramte jagatam vimohinim, it will bewilder the whole world. Because what is the use of these benedictions? These are like ropes. They will choke us with material desires. We will go so far away from you, my dear Lord. And we will engage in materialistic activities. So we don't want material benedictions. And after saying this, he is worried. Maybe I got carried away. What am I saying? I am instructing the Lord. How can I do that? So immediately concludes by saying, my dear Lord, sorry. See, I'll sum up the whole prayer in one line. So now he sums up all his prayers in one short prayer. He says, forget whatever I said in the past. Just listen to this one prayer. What is that?
Tvanmayayadhajanaishakhandito yadanyadashastaritatmano buddha yatacharet balahitam pitasvayam tathatvamevarasina samihitam.
It is, my dear Lord, everybody is entangled by maya. And when we desire material things, we go far away from you. And I have been too haughty in asking you what to give and what not to give. But now I apologize and I trust you.
Yata charet bala hitam pita svayam.
Bala, child. Hitam, what is best for the child? Who knows?
Yata charet bala hitam pita svayam.
A father knows what is best for the child. So similarly,
tatatvameva rasina samihitam.
I am like your child. So whatever you feel is best, give that to me. So now he is very clear. He is not asking for anything now. He is just saying, you give me what is best for me. See, this is being very authentic in prayers. You ask what you want, and then in the end you tell Krishna, you know, you give if you so desire. So many times devotees, they become very bewildered. When they hear pure devotees' prayers, they think, Prabhuji, we can't pray like this. You know, I want nothing. Like Kunti Maharani, I cannot pray. In fact, I can't even memorize those verses of Kunti Maharani, where Kunti is saying, give me troubles. Because if I memorize those verses, and if Krishna hears me chanting those verses as I am memorizing, and if he says Tathastu, then I will get all troubles. I can't do that. So devotees find it very difficult to pray like Prahlad Maharaj, Kunti Maharani. But here you see Prithu Maharaj is teaching us how to pray. Be honest. Ask what you want. Including a position of Lakshmiji is asking. But then immediately says, Yata charet bala hitam. What a very sweet and authentic prayer. So if you have struggle in your office, if you have struggle in your domestic issues, and you are thinking, how can I approach Krishna with this? This is too silly.
Look at Bhakti Vinod Thakur, look at our acharyas. No, they are great souls, but I am who I am. If I don't go to Krishna, whom will I go to? You know, I remember when I joined the ashram some years ago, I had come from an academic background, and we used to have, during those days, every month, Bhagavad Gita exams. And I wanted to come first in the exam. And I used to feel so disgusted at the thought of wanting to come first. And everybody used to study for it and give the exam, and we used to memorize the verses. So then I would be passionately studying, and then I would also feel guilty because everybody was in the mood of service and devotion, and the classes they would say we have to be servant or servant. And I would think, you know, I used to have a short circuit in my intelligence. What am I doing? So I knew it was incongruent. Ashram, you can't live in a temple where everybody is trying to practice nice devotional service, and how can you be competitive like this? So it was not, I was not happy. But at the same time, I wanted to come first. So I was miserable. So one day I went to Gaurang Prabhu, he was my counselor. So I said, Prabhuji, I want to come first in these exams. But I'm feeling so guilty also. So what should I do? When I come in front of the DTs, I feel like asking that I want to come first. I want to study, I want to get more marks than all of you. So Gaurang Prabhu gave a very interesting answer, which I liked it, and I'm following it till today in different aspects of my life, which was such a beautiful answer. He said, you want to come first? You ask Krishna. No problem. Whatever you want to ask, no problem. No problem in coming first. Ask. But after you finish your prayer session, as you are leaving, you can end with one line. My dear Lord, I am a fool. I don't know what to ask, but I asked for this. Next time when I come in front of you, give me the intelligence to ask for the right thing. But now I want to come first. So coming to Krishna and also expressing an aspiration, a pure aspiration, but at the same time being honest and struggling. See, Dhruva Maharaj wanted a kingdom greater than his great-grandfather. At the same time, by hearing Krishna Katha, we can also purify our aspiration. It's not that we shouldn't aspire for something noble. We need to understand that this is not the best thing to ask Krishna. So the Lord is very pleased with the Prithu's prayers. So the Lord finally awards him a benediction. Maitreya uvacha. Maitreya is telling this past time. Ityadi rajena nuta sa vishvadruk tamaha rajan mai bhakti rastute dishte drishidhir maite krutayaya maya madiyam taratisma dushtyajam. My blessing to you is, Lord wanted to give him material benedictions. Prithu Maharaj asked for many things. Finally he said, what you give, what is father gives best to a child, you give me what is best for me. So what is the Lord now giving him? Tamaha rajan, O my dear king, mai bhaktir astute. May you get pure devotional service. What will happen when you get devotional service? Dishtye drishidhir, your intelligence will get purified. Mai te kritayaya, and you will be able to act in ways that is conducive for your Krishna consciousness. Many times devotees, we think introspection will solve our problems. Introspection is second. First is connection to Krishna through scriptures, through sadhana. So that purifies the intelligence. And in that purified intelligence, we can do introspection. Otherwise, our intelligence is a slave of the mind. Mind accepts and rejects, intelligence executes that desire. So intelligence is extremely dangerous if it is not spiritualized or if it is not connected to higher wisdom. So we need to connect to scriptures or to devotional service, basically. So that's what Lord is telling, that if you practice devotional service, then your intelligence will be purified, then you will be able to get out of the entanglement of Maya. Maya madiyam taratisma dushtajam. And now, my dear Prithu Maharaj, through you, I want to tell the whole world a simple formula for happiness and success. Tattvam kuru maya dishtham apramatta prajapate madadesha karo loka sarvatra apnoti shobanam. Shobanam, everywhere there will be auspiciousness if people simply follow my order. What I am telling them to do through the Bhagavad Gita, through the scriptures, if they practice that, there will be always happiness. Apramatta, without distraction. Madadesha karo loko, mere adesh ka palan karo. Then you will be happy. So like this, the Lord then leaves Prithu Maharaj. So if you see, this is a very beautiful section in the Bhagavatam, fourth canto. If you want to read more, You can read 4th canto, 20th chapter, text number 23 to 31. And you will find these beautiful prayers and nice purports of Srila Prabhupada. But the reason why I took these prayers is because here it is explained in today's purport how pure devotees, they regulate all their activities, body, mind, words in service of Krishna. And when we connect to these prayers, our bhakti promises to get out of the mechanical ritualistic trap. After some years, complacency gets into us and we are unable to invest our emotions in the process of practice of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes the rituals become so important that we forget that we also need to have feelings for Krishna. Bhakti Vigyan Goswami Maharaj, he was once telling me that he did an experiment in his Moscow ashram many years ago. And how devotees chanting improved because of that experiment. Very interesting. He did some psychological trick. You know, he made devotees sit in circles and told them, you chant one round. So they chanted. So after that he said, how was it? So they said, yeah, spaced out, somebody chanted in certain way. So then Maharaj did an experiment. He made them sit in pairs. And he said, now you have to share your heart to the other person. In such a way that you have to be authentic. You have to be genuine. And that person has to be convinced that you were genuine. Don't say, I am genuine. You speak your heart, you speak whatever is there in your heart, but you connect to him in such a way that the person feels you're authentic. And till he is convinced, he won't leave your hand. So he will hold your hand. So they started. And then once he is done, then the other person will speak. So this went on almost for 20-25 minutes, almost half an hour. They were like trying to connect to each other, you know. For that, generally what happens, many times we are living with devotees, we put up so many layers of superficiality. So Maharaj wanted to break that barrier of superficiality. So when these devotees became genuine, and then like, it was like as if a big burden had come out of their head. And then Maharaj said, okay, now we'll chant one round again. But they started chanting. He made them chant for some time. And then Maharaj asked them, so how are the chanting now? And everyone said, there was a big difference. Major difference. Because they had entered the space of authenticity. They had entered the space of being honest. So prayer is an opportunity for us to become honest in front of Krishna. So, and then the chanting improved. So this is his point was how we need to offer genuine emotions to Krishna. And sometimes devotees, we become very disheartened because we wonder, you know, I'm chanting, I'm falling sleepy, I'm getting bored. Is it really helping? And Krishna seems to be nowhere at the end of the tunnel. You know, there seems to be no light. The Anartha Nivritti stage is a long, Satsvarupa Maharaj calls it as vast intermediate zone. It's a long tunnel, we are kind of stuck there. So he says, when you're stuck in this tunnel and wondering where is Krishna's light, I was hearing Bhakti Purushottam Swami Maharaj also say this, many senior ISKCON leaders share this, that one thing gives them a lot of strength, the meditation on how Krishna loves me. This meditation can help us connect emotionally to Krishna. How Krishna loves me. So I may be struggling right now. I may be falling sleepy in my japa. But if I can remember at that time that Krishna is looking at my sincerity. Krishna is very happy that although I'm feeling sleepy, I'm struggling and I'm waking up and I'm trying. So Krishna is happy with me. Krishna is happy with me. And when I go back to Godhead, actually Brihad Bhagavatamrita explains, when we go back to Krishna in the spiritual world, Krishna who is playing with his friends, Krishna will stop that play. He will come running to you and he will embrace you and he will tell all his friends, look at this soul. Look at him. He has struggled so much in the material world just to come to me. And Krishna will bathe that devotee with his tears. So this is one of the things we can always take shelter of. Even when we are preaching, sometimes we think, what am I saying? I am speaking all this big thing, but I am myself struggling. No problem. Krishna is happy. Krishna is saying, just like a father sees his child speak broken words and the father, parents are laughing. Similarly, Krishna is laughing. What he is speaking? So maybe we'll make Krishna laugh with our preaching. So the idea is Krishna is happy to see our struggle. If this meditation is there, then we can actually become happy. Otherwise, what happens is, the danger is, at some point of time, we become cynical in bhakti. as we get older and our needs become very obvious, our bodily, emotional needs. And at that time, if we are not able to perceive emotional fulfillment in our relationship with Krishna, then we become cynical. And small things disturb us. Like I remember once, Runinandan Prabhu was giving a Bhagavatam class. He was saying how we get darshan of Radha Gopinath always. As long as you want, you can take darshan. But sometimes during Janmashtami, when there is crowd and there are certain systems made, so we tell devotees, okay, now from 2 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 or something, this time there will be no darshan, you have to go in line. So sometimes devotees get offended. What is this? I have been coming for so many years, you are not allowing me. So Surinandan Prabhu was saying, in 1 year, there are 8,760 hours. You can take darshan as much as you want. But those 3-4 hours you didn't get darshan. And we make such a big issue of it. So in Krishna consciousness, there is enough opportunity to be positive, enough opportunity to be grateful. And then he was quoting Ramayana, that how in Ramayana, Kishkindha Kanda, when Lord Ram becomes very, very sad, remembering Sita, and he starts crying and lamenting. At that time, Lakshman, he actually consoles the Lord by telling him that, my dear Lord, if you allow this negativity to enter, then you will be distracted from your goal. So many times, why did we sign up? What did we sign up for in Krishna consciousness? We wanted to experience the bliss of Krishna consciousness in the relationship with Krishna. So therefore, let us not forget the goal, the essence. And there is one lecture I heard of Visolina Radhana Swami Maharaj. It is called Watch Those Thoughts in the Mind. I'm not exactly sure if this is the title. Yeah, this is the title. But he says it many times in that class. Watch those thoughts in the mind. So it's a very amazing analysis. I've never heard an analysis like that. Where he compares Arjuna and Kamsa. He says Arjuna was on the chariot. Krishna gave him Bhagavad Gita instructions. Then he says Kamsa was also on the chariot. And Vasudeva was giving him instructions. And then Maharaj compared both the instructions. He says they are same. But what a profound effect it had on Arjuna. And Kamsa, his life did not change. You see? So then he was saying how sometimes we may get the best instructions. Two people may get the best instructions. Same situation. Same person may give. Everything could be best. But if you are like Kamsa, it may have a vicious effect. And if somebody is like Arjuna, it may have a positive effect. So the whole idea is that holy name, for example, holy name is same for both two people. But it can have a different effect depending on our attitude. That's why Srila Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Instruction preface that one's advancement in Krishna consciousness is dependent on the attitude of the follower. One's advancement in Krishna consciousness is dependent on the attitude of the follower. So if we have a general disposition of being grateful and not cynical, appreciative and not critical, then we have a good chance of connecting to the benefits of Krishna consciousness. Actually, in Krishna consciousness, things are very, very simple. We just somehow have to keep Krishna in the center. And especially as we get older, it becomes palpable that life is full of challenges and difficulties. It's not a bed of roses, right? And especially when I meet senior devotees and they speak realizations, they speak wisdom. Like Jayaja Swami Maharaj was here recently. Everybody is just flocking around him. Because he spent 50 years in bhakti. 50 years is a lot. And what realizations is carrying. And it's not a comfortable ride. A lot of challenges come. When I was a young boy, I grew up in a colony where we had a playground. And we used to play tennis, football, everything there. So in one corner, there was karate classes going on. Vispi Kapadia, one of the top karate teachers in Mumbai, he had his students there. So I remember I was a 12-year-old boy and we were playing something and then we saw there was a unique thing. Their karate classes that day was special. One young man was in his karate uniform. He was being attacked by 4 or 5 people of their own team. And he was trying to negotiate their kicks and all that. And he was trying to defend, but he was overpowered by them. And one fellow was kicking him from the right, one fellow from the left, and he was just struggling like anything. His dress got disheveled, his hair was completely in a disarray, and he was bewildered. He couldn't fight. He couldn't do the karate thing properly. And we had a gala time. We were enjoying it because it was like watching a movie live. And it was all action. And this fellow was getting beaten black and blue. He was just totally beaten. And we were watching. And then he was so exhausted at the end of it, hammering, a lot of beating. Then he sat on that bench there. He had a bottle of water. He was just panting, huffing. And we came and we were just looking at him. I could never forget his face. But the biggest shock was not that time. The next day, again we came to play. And we saw the same guy, he's dressed properly, and he's fresh and he's smiling. And all those people yesterday who were there, they were all there. And there was a felicitation ceremony. This guy was being awarded. And there was some ceremony of black belt. He was being given the black belt that day. And everybody was clapping and there was something put on his body. And then they were cheering him. And I said, wow, yesterday badly beaten. Today black belt. So then I put one and one. See, young children, you know, children are impressionable minds. They immediately connect. So what registered in my mind was, you get badly beaten and then only you get black belt. So when I joined the temple, there is a reason why I am telling you this story. When I joined the temple, I met one brahmachari and I was talking to him and I said, so you have any hobbies, interests? He said, I am a black belt in karate. So when he said, I am a black belt in karate, immediately I thought, bahut maar khaya rahega. Subconsciously, you know, oh, you must have got really beaten. So the point I am trying to make is, you know, when we see some senior devotees, somebody who spent years, somebody is a sannyasi and is gone through, you know, and is giving heart-touching lectures and is transforming thousands of lives, I immediately know this has not come free. This black belt has come with a lot of struggle and challenges. So Krishna consciousness is a journey where we go through a lot of ups and downs. And at that time, these prayers, this culture of bhakti, this actually helps. And therefore, let us take shelter of Krishna. Because during this period, when we go through our challenges, prayers, they help us. They help us connect to Krishna. They help us tolerate that phase where doubts plague us. And in the association of devotees, as Prithu Maharaj says, Yasha Shivam Shushrava Arya Sangame Yadrichaya Chopa Shrunoti Te Sakrut. At least once we'll be able to hear. And we'll be able to revive our relationship with Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Any comments or questions? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, in this chapter, the Lord's opulence, in some earlier verse, Lord Krishna says that amongst metals, I am gold. I am sure if you can recall it. He says that amongst metals, I am gold. So we understand from the first canto that Kali was given the fifth place to reside was in gold. So how can you explain something? You can speak something on that.
I don't know, but see when Krishna speaks of animals, I'm horses, for example, I'm a horse, or of mountains, I'm Meru. We have to understand that in the Bhagavad Gita also Krishna says this. He takes a category, general category. Within that, what is most attractive, when Krishna says, I am that, the idea is, we understand Krishna by understanding his opulences. So when Krishna says of metals, I am gold, which means generally gold is most attractive. Isn't it? Of all metals, gold is attractive. So when Krishna says, I am gold, that means when you see gold, you understand this is Krishna. So whenever you see a very special item in a category, that is Krishna. So that is the way we can remember Krishna. Like in the first, there's a series of lectures Srila Prabhupada gives on Kunti's prayers. So there also Prabhupada says like that he quotes 7th chapter of Gita. Krishna says, Rasovam Apshukonteya. When you are drinking water, so when you are feeling very thirsty, and you sometimes when you are so thirsty, you just need water. A juice will not help. So when you drink that water, that taste of that water, that ability of the water to quench your thirst,
That is Krishna. In the 7th chapter, Krishna also says that dharma viruddha bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshava. Sex life, that is not contrary to religious principles, that is me. Anything that is a pinnacle of experience or of objects, when we connect that to Krishna, we get a glimpse of Krishna's opulences in this world. So in this context, where in this particular chapter, when Krishna says, I am gold, he is not talking about the harmful effects of the gold or the Kali effect of the gold. He is talking about gold in the context of what? Opulences. In the context of recognizing Krishna's supremacy. In another place, another aspect of gold will be spoken about. Like cow. Cow is most worshipable for us, right? But the Bhagavatam also says that, you know, it talks about somebody who is attached to a place and not understanding the significance. When he's chastised, what is that verse? Gokahar, how does that begin? Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridatuke swadhi kalatradi shubham ajyadi tirtha buddhi salilena karichi saeva janeshu gokaharaha. He is useless like a cow and an ass. Oh, you say, how can you say that? How can you say that he is useless like a cow? No. Just like a cow may not have the intelligence to, even if the calf is dyed and, you know, basically the material attachment in that context of a cow and a calf. So somebody is materially attached. So in that context he is compared. So it's not that cow is not important. So similarly, when gold is explained like this, it is in the context of Krishna's opulences. So we have to see it in the context. Like once Prabhupada said, which is the most beautiful animal? So devotee said, cow. Prabhupada said, no, horse. How can you say that? No, theek hai na. You can't have, we need to have that clarity. It's in a particular context. Is that okay? Yes, Sridhama Sakapu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a very beautiful lecture, Prabhuji. Prabhuji, you mentioned about praying, you know, and expressing your desire. All our lives in Krishna consciousness, we have been generally trained that we should not pray for anything material. Sometimes you are going through a lot of difficulties, you meet some astrologer tells you ki, yeah, this is your bad phase, for next 6 years you have this bad phase. And they suggest that, you know, maybe you can do this, you can try this, do this home, you do this yajna, and it will, you know, it will create some shanti. It will not take away the problem, it will reduce the effect a little bit, you can try it. But then we become quite cutter in that also. Let us go through the suffering, whatever is there. So in such a situation, is it all right or appropriate? On one side we are saying that, okay, we will face whatever difficulties are coming. And at that time, is it appropriate to approach the Lord and request that, you know, I am mentally disturbed because of these difficulties. And can you please help? Is it appropriate to request?
Of course. Akama sarva kamova moksha kama udaradi tivrena bhakti yogena jeta purusha param. Second canto Bhagavatam, very clear. That, you know, you may be having material desires, you may be disturbed. Whatever condition, we have to approach Krishna. And in Dhruva Maharaj's section, Dhruva Maharaj's mother tells him to go to the forest. I don't remember the verse now. Padma... Anyway, for that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that Suniti is telling Dhruva, go to Krishna, because Dhruva is also materially disturbed. So there Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that the affection that one will receive from Krishna, he is paraphrasing Suniti's words. He says, my dear child, the loving affection of millions of mothers of this world will be surpassed by the kind and affectionate dealings of Krishna. So she is encouraging her son to go to Krishna. So while we do the needful in terms of astrology and vastu, whatever we need to do, while we are doing that, we also need to connect to Krishna. So it is healthy actually. See, the advantage of prayers is, even if it solves or doesn't solve the problem that we are going through, at least it will help us come closer to Krishna. That is guaranteed, right? Immediate problem may be solved or not solved. It will be solved, of course. But at least we come closer to Krishna when we pray to Krishna. And that solves the ultimate problem. So,
I think that if we have that mood, it is healthy. And also if you see in our lives, we go through tests. Even if we are devotees, we go through tests. And every devotee has to go through tests. And that time, if not Krishna, then who? Like, can you imagine Bali Maharaj? What a test he had to go through. He left everything for Vishnu and Vishnu binds him as a prisoner, saying that you didn't fulfill your promise. Like imagine somebody fights with the society, goes against his parents, everybody to marry one girl. He loves her or something. She also says, I love you, I want to marry you. And then he fights with everyone and then finally goes to her and she says, no, I reject you. So Bali Maharaj or something like that. He left everything, he fought with his family, he went against his guru, who was telling him not to surrender to Vishnu. He rejected his guru, he rejected his family, because they were all coming in his path. And then he surrenders to Vishnu, and Vishnu says, you have not fulfilled your promise, you are an imposter, and he binds him. What a test. Look at Rukmini. Rukmini was there. Krishna, she is not sure whether Krishna, she knows Krishna will come, but she is in so much anxiety. Shishupal is there. Rukmini has arranged her marriage with Shishupal, and all the kings are there. And there is no sign of Krishna. And Rukmini comes out. And she is just a moment away from Shishupal touching her and taking her as his wife. Till that moment, Krishna is nowhere to be seen. Krishna could have come Monday before, no? And taken her. Krishna could have come, you know. Don't be in anxiety. I will come one day before. I will take you. No, he came. He waited till the last moment. That is Krishna's. Somehow, that is how Krishna plays hide and seek with devotees. You know, that is his relationship. He loves to have fun like that. So, last minute Krishna comes and takes her. So, Rukmini had to go through test. Bali Maharaj had to go through test. And what test did Haridas Thakur go through? He was chanting not 16 rounds. He was chanting 192 attentive rounds every day. And still Maya Devi came. Still that prostitute came. And we are chanting 16 sleepy rounds. And we are thinking, we are worrying why we are being tested. why have to go through so much problem? So that test will be there. So at such times we need Krishna. If not Krishna in the association of devotees, then who? I remember once Vishwaroop Prabhu asked His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, Maharaj, I am chanting for so many years. I still don't feel Krishna is listening to me. I don't feel the presence of Krishna. What do I do? So Maharaj said, very interesting answer. He said, if Krishna wants, He can reveal Himself to you tomorrow when you chant your rounds. And if Krishna doesn't want, He will not reveal Himself to you for the next 40 years. But one thing you should be assured of, that even if Krishna doesn't reveal Himself to you, no experience of Krishna, just few seconds before you die, just before you are leaving this body, Krishna will come and reveal Himself completely to you. Krishna will not leave you like that. But Krishna is a transcendental autocrat. So we go through these struggles, challenges. Some of the greatest saints, even in Christian tradition, there is this Teresa of Avila. She says in her autobiography that she spent 40 years, first 40 years in the monastery, in frivolity, doubts. She was always, she had no experience of God. And then Krishna revealed to her everything. So we have to go through these challenges. And at that time, having a tangible relationship with Krishna is of utmost importance. And that relationship is based on approaching Krishna, offering our hearts, offering prayers. Right? So I encourage devotees to go to Krishna for material problems. Hare Krishna. Let's stop here. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.
Hare Krishna. There are a few announcements. Bhaktivedanta Academy for Culture and Education has arranged three seminars starting February 8th to 10th. First is a seminar on anger management by His Grace Chaitanya Charan Prabhu. Second,